Hello.
Well, it's 11:11.
Make a
wish
pod.
And if it's not 11:11 where you are,
then
you
get
can
wrecked.
Get wrecked. You can either pause this, save it for when it's actually 11:11, or just listen and, you know, embrace. Embrace that it's not 11:11 right now, but you know what?
No.
We're bringing 11:11 back to you.
You know what?
Make a wish, biatch.
Yeah, you know what? Be somebody.
You know what?
How about
just
that?
Make a wish.
How about that?
Oh, you don't have any fucking goals in life? You don't have any dreams?
Right? Yeah.
Loser.
Loser.
Today,
I like that these episodes get drunker and drunker.
Yeah, it's like all a Wednesday, 11:11 a.m., and we're all fucked.
Yeah.
Here we are. It's 11:11. Once again. And
these podcasts also get louder and louder.
Yeah, I'm just screaming now. I am your host, quote unquote, a host, Kayla. And I'm joined again with me today by my wonderful... Are you offended by me calling you my co-host?
No, if anything, I assumed I was your sidekick. Co-host is much more than expected.
This was definitely like my idea, but I think the like in terms of like the guests, you're better at like approaching the guest.
I know I'm Kalila.
Thanks. yeah, thank you so much for that reassurance. So I am joined again today by my lovely co-host, my king, my queen, my everything in between, Dr. Tyler Lemko.
Hi.
And today we have some wishes for you.
It's 11:11. What's your wish?
It's 11:11. What is my wish? Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Do you have one?
No.
Okay, I'll choose one.
Okay.
My wish is that I can digest dairy.
Aww. That's actually, like, really important. And it's also, like, long-lasting. Like, it's not just, like, a short-term wish. It's, like, a very long-term.
Well, the thing is, I didn't stop eating it.
Exactly. I was gonna say, as someone who eats dairy,
not a lot.
Like,
I don't eat milk. I don't eat. It's literally only.
You literally
cheese.
Only eat
it's
cheese.
It's only cheese. I've been mostly vegan for 4 years now, and I cannot cut cheese.
Yeah,
it's the only thing.
You're basically not vegan, specifically
because
of how much cheese you eat.
Although I don't keep cheese at home, is my rule.
I know for a fact that you eat a whole entire cheese pizza at least once a week.
No.
At least
most
one
once
and
a
half
at
a week.
At most once a week.
On average?
Yeah, twice a month is fair. Yeah. But two cheese pizzas a month is fair, yeah. And I regret it each time. And I not only that, I pay for it each time. I have an awful following day with a lot of pain and discomfort and ass burning. But look, you gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
Dude, the lactates... This episode is not sponsored by lactates, but if you would like to lactate, you can reach out to @TLemko. He's got crippling lactose intolerance.
I would
where...
love to be sponsored by lactate.
Yes, please. He has massive shits, painful shits.
Painful.
Throughout the entire
Lava.
Day.
Lava. But you know, you gotta sacrifice for what you love, and unfortunately, what I love is cheese.
You know what? It's really not that surprising because it is scientifically proven that cheese, when you consume cheese, it releases the same hormones as when you do heroin. I believe that that's scientifically proven.
Well, I just believed you.
I feel like I just read that somewhere, but I feel like if you Googled it. It would be true.
I was writing to an email to a friend yesterday.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. I definitely read that somewhere. So if you want to Google it and fact check it, we'll also fact check it and then post it in the notes below the description. In the description.
That's on
but
you.
I feel like this is true. Yes.
I was writing an email to a friend yesterday and we were just discussing like life and its ups and downs.
Which friend?
And its pros and cons. Sasha.
Okay.
And we have this email thread that's been going forever.
Yeah.
And I said, I think the key to life, knowing that I get violent, painful diarrhea from eating cheese, the key to life, so life is balance. There's good and bad in any situation, in any particular thing is half good, half bad, and life, we will always exist at the middle point of good and bad. No matter where that is, that's where we exist. Yeah. And I said, life, the goal in life is not to stop eating cheese. It's to learn to appreciate and be grateful for diarrhea.
Yeah. Because I was about to say, like, is the, in, like, the joy of eating, it's not worth it.
Not worth it, but.
It's not worth it. So you know already why.
Here's the thing. I say now not worth it, because in hindsight, I know the pain is not worth the odd pizza here and there.
But
however,
the craving, the desire for a cheese pizza.
I keep ordering pizza, so clearly my subconscious disagrees with me.
Right. Okay.
Clearly, when push comes to shove and I want a pizza, it is worth it.
There was something else that I really wanted to say, but again, I forgot.
it's the norm of this podcast.
The reoccurring theme. Do I have a wish to make? I also wish that I have an extreme, like, I have the exact same work ethic as my mom.
Yeah, it'll sound bad.
It'll sound bad? Yeah. I'm tapping. Yeah. Tapping on the table. But I have the exact same work ethic as my mom, and you know me. You don't really know my mom that well, but you kind of know my mom.
I've had a few conversations with her where she's expressed similar, like, I don't want to do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah. Is that... Wow. Yeah. I only recently realized this about my mother, like, maybe in, like, the last year and a half. But that's exactly where I get my work ethic and my, like, mentality from, is, like, I'm very similar to my mother. Like, I don't want to work hard. I just want to vibe. I literally just want to vibe and bring joy to those around me, like, in my exact vicinity. Right. And if that reach can expand, like, to others, that's great.
Takes work to do that.
No, but
I agree with you.
But my mom's point of view is, like, just be that to those who are, like, around you, yeah, and that's fine.
Because, like, as someone who...
And if it so happens to bring joy to people who I don't really know, or, like, to strangers around me, then that's great. Yeah. But, like, ideally, like, I don't want to try hard, and my mom doesn't want to try hard either. But I understand the flaws in that, okay?
No, I think there's pros and cons to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I honestly, I'm grateful that I do like working hard, but my idea of working hard is only bringing good vibes to as many places as possible. And I'm very grateful that every opportunity I've gotten in the last 12 years is strictly off being someone people want around.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how I'm thinking of it.
Like, but the work is putting yourself out there. That, I think...
I'm good at that. Yeah. I feel like I'm fine with that. I mean, I don't really... I don't really reach. Yeah. The thing is like... I don't want to ask people. I want people...
It's
like,
not
if
about
people
asking.
Want me, then I'm willing to.
So this is a perfect example,
exactly.
Right? Us sitting here talking podcasts, who knows who's going to listen to it. But we're just chilling. Someone's going to hear this and be like, oh, she's good, I want her involved in this thing I'm doing, and mm-hmm. you'll get an opportunity. Exactly. I'm not saying that's a guarantee to happen.
Yeah, that's more like my vibes.
The more,
like,
the
just like my mom's vibe.
But this itself is work. Us sitting here right now, as much as we're having fun, we're podcasting, we're creating content, we're working.
You're very right.
And I strongly believe work, two things. A, work is not a bad thing. We live in a society where it's depicted as such, but work should be your fulfillment and enjoyment. And B,
yeah, but that's because before, back in the day, work was like something where people were just like
work
working
for your freedom,
working for it's themselves, the and not is
work,
that
work
the
will
Nazis?
Set you free.
But like work, but like working for your working to achieve something for yourself, it wasn't always like this capitalistic thing where if you worked as hard as you can, you weren't also getting someone else rich. You were just getting yourself, like, giving yourself better opportunity. I don't know.
I agree.
Probably gonna cut that.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're always working for someone. Even fucking Brad Pitt works for movie studios. You work for someone always, unless you're the president, who works for someone still. Mm-hmm. So you're always working for someone, and the sooner you can agree, the sooner you can come to terms with that, the better off you are.
Okay, I'm sorry. What did I interrupt you
with? So my two things that I think are very important. A, work is not a bad thing, and I think it's often depicted as such
in our society. I don't think it is, only in fucking first world
countries. For sure, because of, capitalism. But I don't think work should be a bad thing. Work should be what you're passionate about, what you love, and what you want to dedicate your life to. B, I think that a lot of luck is involved in success. However, a true thing is the harder you work, the luckier you get.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. Yeah. But that's not necessarily true.
I think it always is.
In particular for, like, I don't know exactly what the situation. Yeah, you know what? I'm not in
and
a
I don't,
position
I don't know. To speak. And I also don't mean, you know, if someone works their butt off and makes a
sweatshop.
No, but that's not what you love. I mean, what you love. Let's say someone loves making digital artworks, right?
Right.
And every day they're going to make a digital artwork, and they want to make a fortune, and make a living off of their art. That might never happen. But the harder you work, the higher your odds, and that much is true. So I think there's no guarantee in anything. You could work your whole life busting your ass 100 hours a week and not get anywhere, but your odds are higher the more effort you put in.
That's true.
That's how I conduct myself. Is like, I'm going to throw as many darts at the board as possible because you're bound to hit bullseyes.
You definitely have a point there. It's just like, it's so, I don't know.
Only throw darts you like.
Yeah.
We like doing this, but we're working.
Yeah. I feel like so strange, like, being in this position where I'm, like, an extremely privileged minority. Because it's, like, God, it's just such a hard thing to talk about. Because it's, like, oh, you don't want to be, like, this, not be trying so hard to, like, be this voice. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
But I think that ties into what we were talking on another episode that was several days ago with Alex Perot. Mm-hmm. About, like, it's similar to, like, white guilt. That, like, white people feel guilty about being white, which doesn't help anybody. Right. Whereas I think,
like, specifically, all I know is, like, from my experience, I was told to work hard. And I was also never encouraged to particularly pursue anything that was, like, artistic.
I feel so grateful that I had, the Epic Mealtime experience. Because it didn't really result in much money or, like, it's actually burned more bridges. Like, being affiliated has been more of a negative than a positive after the fact. However, the most valuable thing that I got from it was like, oh, it's possible. And I speak to a lot of people. I think you're crazy talented. I think, you know, we are in a community of comedians. I think Walter's hilarious, and Chris, and Sarag, and S, and I think these, and Amanda, all these people are like, oh, they're talented enough to be, like, world famous.
Yeah.
But I think the difference in Montreal, or in terms of, like, people that haven't seen that success, is not believing its possibility. And one thing I'm very grateful for, and that I hope to instill in people,
having tasted that.
I've tasted it, and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, like, let's go. Like, anyone could do this.
But do you think, like, particular, like, that you guys might have had an advantage specifically because you guys were all, like, young white guys?
I don't think
white passing guys.
I don't think white had anything to do with it. I think we hit the same way, like, the people that got on TikTok early are now, like, millions of followers. We were the first YouTube show, and now everyone's a YouTube show. But when we started, there was no formatted weekly comeback for a show. We were the first, and we started that trend. And mm-hmm. I think that's what did it.
Yeah, you guys definitely were pioneers.
We were pioneers of that, and Bacon. Bacon fucking blew up, and I think we did that.
I mean, personally, I'd always loved Bacon.
But it wasn't this, like, pop culture thing.
It wasn't a pop culture thing.
So I think those two things are what did it. Not so much white guys. I think if we had black guys or whatever, like, any kind of people of color would have succeeded the same with that exact concept.
Yeah.
But all that to say,
was definitely, like, the... No, because I remember when Epic Mealtime first came out. Also,
but all that to
14-year-old me I don't know. She would probably wouldn't be tripping out, but she'd probably be like, "What?
What?
You hanging out with the nephew Milton guy?"
Oh, but it's not that one.
Oh, oh, but it's that one. Okay, never mind. Fuck off.
Yeah, that makes more
That's
sense.
What we expect.
But all that to say, I think the advantage I have that I wish. This is my wish for today. I'm changing mine.
Okay.
I wish I could instill that in more people that I know and that I believe in and that I think are like, crazy just, like, talented. Confidence. Just the knowledge that, like, yo, this is super possible. Just do it.
Yeah.
No one wants to do it because they don't believe it's possible, so they don't want to waste their time.
Right.
And I'm just like, no, let's fucking do it.
I have to
And it
poo.
Might not work. Yeah.
I'm going to fart any second now.
Lovely.
Did you have anything, any closing words?
That's enough.
We can carry it on in the next episode.
Sure.
I have to. I just did
it.
I just did it. I'm sorry. Do you want to continue?
No. I think I made my point, and I hope everyone heeds my words.
So, if ever you want to be successful,
just be a white guy.
Just be a white guy. Just be a white guy.
And yell on the internet.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Bye.
We love you. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks to our sponsor, Lactaid Pills.
Lactaid Pills and Tushy Bidet. And Tushy Hello, Bidet. Tushy Bidet.
And weed. Whoever has
Any
weed.
Any weed people that want to sponsor us,
Not
go
even
ahead.
Weed brands. Just people with weed. Go
yeah.
Ahead.
You don't even have to be like a certified.
If you're just a
if
dude.
If it's not legal. If you're just a dude that likes weed.
Or a gal with some weed. Hit us up.
Subscribe to our Patreon that we don't have just yet, but you can email money transfer us, or you can just open a dialogue with us on Instagram, be our homies.
Our Patreon.
You can be our sponsors. We'll shout you out.
Our Patreon is just exclusives of our buttholes, and you have to guess who's who.
Yeah. It's hard. It's very hard to tell because yeah. Neither of us get our assholes bleached.
Especially on a cheese day.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been the 11:11 podcast. Probably by now it's like 11:30 or something like that. I don't know. Either way, you know, make a wish. Regardless of the time, you know, your wishes can come true.
Tweet at your...
If you're a white guy. Just kidding. You can do anything.
Tweet us your 11:11 wishes at the infinite pestant at TLemco.
Yeah, you can.
I want to see some people's wishes.
If you have wishes, you can tweet them at us,
and we can read some wishes on the next episodes.
Yeah, the five people that are listening.
Yeah,
tweet at us on Twitter, obviously. If you send us some, we'll read them on air, and we love you so much. Thanks. We literally wouldn't be...
Okay, bye.
We literally are speaking into the open void if you're not listening
like
to
minutes.
This. Thanks.
Bye.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Tyler.